Brother Kent Knaus from the Parkdale Edmonton congregation will now discuss imitating Jesus by being truthful.
Jehovah, our God, is the God of truth. And doesn't that make you glad? Jehovah is so dependable. We build our lives around Jehovah and what he promises, and our lives have meaning and are real. Jesus is also truthful in everything he does. In fact, when Jesus was explaining why he came to earth, he explained it this way, I came to bear witness to the truth. Or in other words, to teach it and explain it to all of us. Satan, though, is described very differently. Jesus referred to Satan as a liar and the father of the lie, or the originator of lying. In the same breath, Jesus goes on to say that one is a manslayer. And it's true, the two are linked. Because if we think about all of the suffering, all of the violence, the sickness and the death that we've seen in our lifetime, all of it is a result of the lies that Satan has told. It's no wonder then that Jehovah hates lying. He detests deceitfulness. It's like when Jehovah hears a lie, it's as though his entire stomach just turns, because he knows what the consequences and the results of lying are. There is no doubt that we want to imitate Jehovah and Jesus and be truthful. But we have a problem. We live in a world that is ruled by a liar, by Satan the devil. And his entire system, the system that surrounds us, is built on lies and deceit. The vast majority of people, while they may even admit that lying is wrong, they feel that it's necessary for day-to-day life. Is it possible for that attitude to rub off on us? Absolutely. And for that reason, we have to take special note of the admonition that Jesus gave to us at Matthew chapter 5 and verse 7. Please open your Bibles there and read it with me. In that verse, we're going to see that any form of dishonesty is really imitating Satan. But what we really want to focus our attention on is the admonition Jesus gave us, and try to think about the way Jesus lived by that admonition. Matthew 5 and verse 37. Just let your word yes mean yes. Your no, no. For what goes beyond these is from the wicked one. Do you see any loopholes or exceptions to letting our yes mean yes in that verse? Can you imagine Jesus feeling, well, without a doubt, I will let my yes mean yes when I'm at the synagogue, when I'm journeying to Jerusalem for the festivals with everyone, when I'm with my family, but, you know, when I'm turning a deal on a dining table set, or a combination yoke and plow, that's kind of a different situation. No. Jesus didn't think like that. He's not that type of person. And neither are we. We let our yes mean yes with everyone, with Jehovah, with our employers, with our brothers and sisters, with our schoolmates, our workmates, our family, even with ourselves. Let's look at this admonition, though, from another angle. Have you ever heard someone be extremely rude or hurtful and then excuse what they're saying by saying, well, you know, I'm just being honest? Does this verse give us license to speak like that? No, it doesn't. Because speaking truth is part of the new personality, which is the Christ-like personality. And Jesus didn't act like that. The Christ-like personality is built on love and kindness, even showing tactfulness, which is the ability to look at people's feelings and then speak and act in a way that will be for their best interests. Another point about the verse, does the verse tell us that we always have to be talking? That we always have to be speaking our mind? Well, it doesn't. So when it's a time to speak, we will be truthful, but we'll do so in a kind and gracious way. And sometimes we'll find it's not a time to speak at all. What we're seeing is that being truthful isn't just about the words that we say. Being truthful is about the type of person we are. And we can give an example of this. Imagine you're having a conversation with a brother, and you don't tell that brother a single lie. You're discussing a situation, and you're very careful to choose what you actually tell him. And the brother walks away with a completely wrong picture of that situation. If deep down inside you know that you were trying to lead that brother to the wrong conclusion, how do you think Jehovah feels about that? You think his stomach just turned a little bit? Yeah. And ours does too, because we want to imitate Jesus and oppose Satan by being truthful. But how can we teach our children to be truthful and have that same feeling of disgust for telling lies? How do we do it? Would you like some help? I know I would. The governing body is pleased to provide us with yet another video in the Becoming Jehovah's Friend series that will help us to train them. Would you like to see it?
What happened?
Nothing.
Caleb, do you know why Jehovah wants us to tell the truth? Telling the truth is like building a bridge with your friends. If you lie, they can't believe you. And they might not want to be your friend.
But Dad, what if it's not such a big lie?
All lies are bad, even little ones. One lie leads to another, and they cause much harm. Do you remember who told the first lie?
Satan.
Right. But what about Jesus? Would he ever lie? Who do you want to be like?
I want to be like Jesus.
Good, my son. So, what happened there?
I broke it. It was an accident. I crashed my plane.
Thank you for telling the truth. Next time something like this happens, what should you do?
I'll tell the truth. And can I tell Mom I'm sorry?
Good idea. Let's go do that right now. And then we'll pick up the broken pieces.
Based on the response I heard, I think a few of you have seen those broken lamps before. How did Caleb's father teach him? Think about it. What was more important to him? Was it the broken lamp or the lie Caleb told? Wasn't that something? The lamp could wait. It stayed on the side. He picked Caleb up, not the lamp, went and sat him down, knelt so he could look him in the eye, and he taught him. He explained to Caleb the consequences of lying, that even a little lie leads to another and another, and they grow and they cause a lot of damage, like destroying friendships. But did you notice his confidence in Caleb as well? That Caleb wasn't a liar? He gave him the choice. Do you want to be like Jesus or like Satan? And no doubt his heart rejoiced when Caleb immediately responded, I want to be like Jesus. Good, my son. So what must you do? Fantastic, isn't it? Let's use this video. Let's use this example to teach our children to be like us, to imitate Jesus, not Satan, and be honest.